Today we have a really special Thanksgiving message for you in the Neville Goddard Podcast. My name is Mr. 2020. It is Thanksgiving Day in the USA. It is Friday here in Melbourne, Australia. And today we're going to talk about how I used a lesson from the 1948 lectures, the core lectures, to manifest up the original manuscript from the core lectures. Let's dive in. Neville Goddard says, my third way of praying is to simply feel thankful. If I want something, either for myself or another, I immobilize the physical body, then I produce the state akin to sleep, and in that state just feel happy, feel thankful, which thankfulness implies the realization of what I want. I assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled, and with my mind dominated by the single sensation, I go to sleep. I need do nothing to make it so, because it is so. The feeling of my wish fulfilled implies it's done. So one of my people contacted me and he asked, have you seen this? And it was a listing on the American eBay. I think they weren't even willing to ship it overseas. But it was a listing on the American eBay for the original manuscript. It was for thousands of dollars. And I wasn't going to spend that much. But I did imagine. One sip of coffee. I simply imagined one sip of coffee, feeling thankful that I get to be the caretaker of this part of history. And I didn't let it go. I wore it as if it were a fragrant odor. I continued to feel like ownership, accomplished that they're ours, satisfied that I know they're in a good place, taken care of. But that predominant feeling that kicked it all off, held it all together, was the thankfulness. These are ours. My feeling of the wish fulfilled implies it is done. For some reason, they dropped the price and were willing to ship it overseas. They dropped it down to next to nothing. We got it for a couple hundred bucks. I'm thinking like 350 US, 500 Aussie, something like that. It was ridiculous. And 2 weeks later, they were ours. They were here. And I treasure them. You ever notice thankfulness has this element of treasuring built in? I treasure the time that I spent with my family back in the States on Thanksgiving Day. They're celebrating Thanksgiving Day right now in some way. I'm going to give a call over in a bit, say hello. But for me, it's yet another Friday. It is just another Friday here in Australia. I'm going to tell you a little bit about how I use thankfulness and how thankfulness naturally shows up in my life. I'm thankful that I know the truth about me that sets me free. I'm thankful that I know who I am and how this works. I'm thankful that I give life to such lovely roles to play. Happy loving teacher, happy loving puppy, dad. And above all else, happy loving husband. I'm thankful you're taking the time to listen to this and dive deeper. I'm thankful that I chose to be thankful. As a lot of people choose to complain. A lot of people choose to struggle. A lot of people choose to push and persist and make this an act of will. And I gotta say, in my opinion, it's not your fault. You simply did what was demonstrated to you. You started imagining up a life by default. When you see people struggle in it, you eventually assume that's the way life is. When you see people angry. A friend of mine, his dad was always angry. He grew up to be an angry man himself. And one day he realized anger is an option. See, when the person that you most love, respect, fear, and admire is angry all the time, you go, hey, I want to be like them on some weird-ass level. Everything in your life you've adopted is true. So I'm thankful as you listen to the sound of my voice and as you explore who you are and who you choose to be. I'm thankful that you can choose more lovely options. In the Thanksgiving today, it's Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, in the United States of America. In Australia, it's Friday. And I'm thankful on a Friday that I can simply be, that I can give life to a podcast. I treasure every moment. I treasure you. I invite you to explore the feelings of treasuring, sort of like how I treasure when I get through the ball for Bruce. It's not a job, it's a treasure. It's a pleasure. Now I get to look at my little baby bird over here. I'm thankful for this garden that we have. And I invite you to explore. Let me know what you're thankful for. Now for fun. Remember how I manifested up those original 1948, the manuscript with Neville's own handwriting in it, where there were crossouts and retypings and stuff like that? I manifested that because I chose to be thankful that that document was someplace safe, that it was in my hands, that we could read it, learn from the original document itself. To the point where the only sensation in my mind was the thankfulness that we chose to make that ours, that we chose to make this our way of life. I'm thankful for you listening. Have a lovely day. For fun right now, imagine up something that you choose to be thankful for. I'm thankful I get to go shopping in a little bit. Imagine up something lovely. Something you can be thankful for, using thankfulness as you go into the silence. So what are you thankful for? I would love to know. Drop me an email. Maybe I'll send you something special. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020, and you've been listening to the Neville Goddard Podcast. See ya.